Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Well, we can add a new technical issue that we have had to deal with. And of course, it happens when our chief engineer is out of town. It was a problem that none of us in our many years of radio have ever seen. And quite simply, the microphone would not turn off. If you heard other voices on top of the regular programming, then you heard the problem even before we realized what was happening. The solution is probably familiar to those who have experienced computer issues. We rebooted the audio console that controls what goes on the air, and thankfully that took care of the problem. Well, problems can arise unexpectedly at any time. I recall one of my early days in radio. I was a volunteer announcer at a Christian radio station located near my hometown. I was filling in for a full-time announcer who was attending a meeting with the founders, owners of the station. A 30-minute program was playing on a reel-to-reel tape. The machine sat on the floor in the control room, and all of a sudden it just stopped. Repeatedly, frantically, I pressed the start button, and it did nothing. And nothing is what was on the air. And so I grabbed an instrumental record, this was before the days of CDs, and put that on the air. Well, a minute later, the phone rang, and it was not a listener, it was the founder, the owner of the station, asking me why I had taken the program off the air. Well, I explained the problem, and he wanted to know what I was doing about it, and as I grew more frustrated by the moment, I kicked the side of that old reel-to-reel machine, and it started. I was able to tell him I got it going again. I didn't tell him how, and I will never forget that sequence of events. Well, I'm sure in your own line of work, you can recall instances where things didn't go as planned or expected for no reason. Well, thankfully, these are isolated events, but at these times, it's good to have experienced staff members who know how to deal with these bumps in the road. And I'm thankful that we're adding another experienced radio man to our staff this week in Todd Christopher. And as he gets acclimated to how we do things, you'll hear more from him. And I think you'll enjoy the different flavor that he has to offer. Well, we enjoy hearing from you, and we thank you for your support. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. You can visit us online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.